Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I want to tell you about a lady today, a fine lady, a widow lady, and it's Phyllis Hall. Phyllis and her husband were BMI missionaries for a long time in Alaska and did a great work there, but Brother Hall graduated to heaven. And, you know, you think about that, it would have been easy for Phyllis, and she still had children at home then, to just come back to America and do nothing, and maybe work in a church here. But God burdened her heart to continue in missions. And so she left cold Alaska and moved to hot Uganda. And she'd been there for many years serving faithfully in our ministry there in Sirota, Uganda, where we have a fine church and Bible Institute and orphanage and Christian school. So Phyllis says, the Saturday ladies' Bible study in Aseret Village is going well. Half of our ladies are quite elderly, and I have to pick up some of them in my truck. Now, this past Saturday, instead of the usual requesting a prayer for different elements, most were praising the Lord that they are well, and of course, we rejoice in that also. Thank you for praying for Penina, the elderly lady with bad sores on her leg. She started to improve. We meet under the mango tree in her yard, and she's now able to join us by walking slowly with a walker. And the family of a little girl who is lame heard about our Bible study, and they carry her to our Bible study since they live close by. And the girl has been asking them to take her to hear the Bible. She's been coming for around a year now. Close to Easter, I gave her a New Testament coloring book, some crayons, and some candy, and she was delighted. Well, the first term of our Uganda school year is coming to an end. Since school started late because of the presidential elections, this term has been too short. Teachers have struggled to complete the curriculum requirements, but I managed to get work for my classes finished. Please continue to pray for our new orphans. As I mentioned in my last letter, some of them are older children who had never had a chance to go to school, and they need to learn to read and to write. Since the term ends soon, please pray for our children for safety as they return to their villages for a short school break. God grant them a happy break. Our Sirota Church has just started a youth program that meets on Wednesday nights while the adults have their prayer service. And please pray for this ministry, which involves local youth as well as our own orphans, and may they all continue to grow in grace. And then Phyllis adds, thank you for your prayers for our Sirota team. And that team is the Allen Sutphen family, the Matt Gardner family, Sarah Shadrick, Debbie Guyman, and me. As I mentioned in my last prayer letter, Matthew Gardner's wife, Savannah, was killed in December. It was, of course, a train accident in the capital city. He's returning to continue working together with us here in Sirota. Pray for God's comfort and the adjustments he and the boys will have to make as they labor here without Savannah. By the way, he's got two young boys. One of them was only a year old or less when the mother was killed. And then also pray for Alan Sutphen's wife, Elena, who has broken her leg and is having to be in a cast for around 2 months. And then Phyllis says, my psoriasis is up and down. It'll start to improve and then get worse. So she's taking medication for that. And I just want to pause and say, aren't you thankful for faithful people like this who labor on serving the Lord where He has put them?
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.